For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Three-dimensional stained glass. Enjoy activities for the whole family. Watch amazing Chinese acrobats, live music, sample Chinese cuisine, plus mining for emeralds, inflatables, mini golf, train rides, and face painting for the kids. Festive lights and amazing sights. The Lantern Light Festival at the Miami-Dade County Fair. Show extended through January 29th due to popular demand. Doors open at 5 p.m. each event day. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. Buy your advance tickets at Lantern Light Festival. That's LanternLightFestival.com.
Hot 105.
Educating South Florida, celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
Sometimes, the Bible in the hand of one man is worse than a whiskey bottle in the hand of another. There are just some kind of men who you're so busy worrying about the next world that they never learn to live in this one. And you can look down the street and see the results of that. That's from Harper Lee from To Kill a Mockingbird. Good evening and welcome. I am Jill Tracy. Thank you for joining us for a brand new year of Hot Talk each and every Sunday night. Right here from 11 to 1, we highlight the achievements, discuss the challenges, and throw shade on the haters. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. Oh, anyway, we engage with you and an engaging panel of guests, and we invite you, as always, to have a seat and join the conversation. 888-550-9105. Yes, my jewels tonight are the words of Harper Lee, Pulitzer Prize winner, author of To Kill a Mockingbird, which was published in 1964. And oddly enough, it was her only book. Well, actually, she came out with what was supposed to be the prequel to Kill a Mockingbird in about 2014, I think it was, or maybe 15. And she passed last year. But To Kill a Mockingbird was such a seminal piece in American history that, you know, it wrote her. She wrote that out her entire career. It's amazing. If you haven't read it, I don't know how you got out of college without reading it. But if you haven't, you should pick it up. It is really a seminal piece about, you know, there's a lot about how we got where we are right now in the narrative of To Kill a Mockingbird. So we got shut out, I think, tonight. Shouts out to Facebook Live, first of all. Hi, everybody on Facebook Live. You can join me on my page, Jill Tracy, until I figure out how to get on the Hot 105 page while I'm doing this, and for you all to find me over there. We had shut out the film Moonlight of the Golden Globes tonight. I was watching them for a little bit. But Viola Davis did win for Fences. I told you that was probably going to happen. It was amazing. It was the snot. That was that real ugly, snotty cry that did it for her. But she was amazing in the role. And Denzel teared up. It was very poignant. And Tracy Ellis Ross won for Black-ish, which has really held its own despite a lot of people really not checking for it the way that, well, I guess I thought they should. We have had quite a week here in South Florida, and you will forgive me for not discussing the massacre at the Fort Lauderdale airport tonight, because I would rather get it from the horse's mouth, as we are able to, as Chef Scott Israel will be here the last Sunday of the month. So by that time, he will have had a chance to detox. A lot of this will actually know some truths as to what happened, as opposed to conjecture and whatever is going on now. So we will talk about that with him on the 29th. But tonight, we are talking to Black men redefining the King legacy right here in South Florida, starting with my friend and friend to Hot Talk, managing director of Be Me Community, Ben Evans. Hello.
Hey, hey, how you doing?
Welcome back to Hot Talk.
I'm glad to
is
be
it
here.
Be Me? It is Be Me. Okay.
Be who?
Be Me.
Be Me. Happy New Year to you and
thank
everybody
you
out there. It is already a prosperous 2017.
Amen.
I'm so excited to be here with you tonight.
Yes, indeed. I am really excited about the new year. And indeed, it is prosperous. And your program, you know, the more I share it, people are like, what? They're looking for genius Black men to give them $10,000 for a great idea. What? I didn't know anything about this. Okay, so is the contest is over now?
No.
No?
The deadline to apply is February 21st.
Oh, my goodness. 888-550-9105. You can call us, and we're going to share some of the details with you tonight, as well as some of the gentlemen who have won the award. Some have been on the show as well. But if you want to get, you know, more info, you want to talk to Ben or any of the gentlemen here that have won, you can call us up at 888-550-9105. Now, the Be Me community, first of all, share with them where you got started. It's relatively new.
Yep.
And 2013, maybe?
2012.
And so who is the brainchild of?
Yep, so Be Me was a pilot project of the Knight Foundation under its Vice President, Trabian Shorters, who decided to leave the Knight Foundation to take Be Me on full time.
Wow.
So it was a project running out of there. We started in Philadelphia and Detroit.
Okay.
And it was so successful that other foundation said we want in on it, and it branched out to Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Akron, Ohio, and we started out telling stories of engaged black men. So I don't know if you remember those flip cams years ago where you just flip it up and press the button and records.
Right.
Went out to Philly and Detroit, didn't know that we were going to get much response to black men building in the community, came back with 2,000-3,000 videos.
Wow.
Of black men talking about what they do every day to give back and build their communities.
I love it. And so how did you pick the cities? They seem so different.
Yes. All of our cities are very,
Miami
very unique.
Miami is the only southern city.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we started out in Knight cities because it was under Knight Foundation. So Philly and Detroit having the largest black populations within the Knight Network.
Yeah.
And then Open Society and Campaign for Black Male Achievement brought us to Baltimore. The Hines Endowment brought us to
the
Pittsburgh. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They got us in Pittsburgh working.
All right.
And then the Kenan Charitable Trust has us down here in South Florida, Miami.
I love it. Okay, so now annually Be Me awards 10 unsung black men who are working to build more caring, prosperous communities in keeping with the legacy. Now, it's inspired by black men to build a more caring, prosperous America together. 40,000 members strong. So now, how do you become a member? Do you have to be one of the award winners to become a member?
No.
Like, how does that work?
So we define membership very simply.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who wants to join in with us in telling more stories about what folks are doing to build community,
mm-hmm.
anybody that comes to the website and joins in, you are a member.
Oh. We got a lot. Girls too?
Yes, we have a diverse. We have more women champion for us than anyone. And so,
well, and you know, let the choir say amen.
Yeah. So we and it's not just black folks either. We
mm-hmm.
have a very diverse membership, and we are excited about it.
Of people who have a diverse membership, but of people who have committed to moving the agenda of black men forward.
Absolutely.
Specifically.
Well, yes. So we start out with black men as a catalyst for the stories that we tell, because black men are the most demonized in the media. When you think of any other racial group, male,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to call it out, you think of something positive. You get to black men and you get all of these negative stories, most of them false or exaggerated, and people ignore the facts.
Mm-hmm.
So black fathers take care of their kids more than any racial group in the United States of America. That's a study put out by the CDC.
But we don't know those stories.
You don't know those stories. Okay. Black men serve in the military more than any racial group. One out of four has either served or already is serving in the military.
Wow.
Black people start businesses 2 times the national average.
And women. Black women
are the most educated in all sectors in the United States.
Period.
But yet, these are not stories that are told in the media, but also these are not stories that we tell within our own communities.
Yeah, to each other,
And so,
well, welcome to Hot Talk.
and so, as you said, people have committed to telling those stories and telling a more fuller narrative of what's going on in our communities. Of course. There's bad things happening in our communities, but it's not the majority of what's happening
bad
in our communities.
That's my whole thing.
In all
bad
communities.
Things happening everywhere.
Yes.
But, you know, there's just this hyper focus in our community on the negative. I like to say, if you drop as many police in any community as you drop in the black community, you're going to find just as much crime.
Absolutely.
You know, it might be prettier crime. But it's going to be the same thing. So that's one of the things that I'm hoping that we deal with this cycle. I hope it's one of the good things that comes out of the Trump presidency is that many of the things that we have been saying for a long time about self-reliance and community that are going to be absolutely paramount to our survival.
Absolutely.
At this point. So
our communities can only come out of where we are at if we are building and supporting one another together.
Mm.
And it only happens in that way. And it happens in every other community, but not so much in our own. And that's what we need
that's
to
That's a whole nother show.
Yes.
Well, I mean, for real, we really have. But I really think that this year is sort of the time that we'll be able to dissect a lot of that. I am very happy to say. Do I have some applause over there? That was a perfect segue for a little applause. You know, I'm very happy to say that Hot Talk, and I have one person out there. You got to have haters or you're really not doing anything. I was like, I wish you would stop saying number one community affairs show in South Florida. It'll never happen, boo-boo, because I am. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so thank you. Yes. Everybody in this room should be applauding right now. What are you all doing? Put those phones down. No, but I say, and I say that very humbly, but you also have to take credit for pushing an agenda forward and
absolutely.
It working.
And it working.
I was, in August, the ratings weren't really good, and now I realize that it was because of the primaries. It wasn't necessarily that people weren't listening. Primaries, period, don't do very well.
Mm-hmm.
But from October on, we were number one, and the numbers were great. The numbers are great, oddly enough, greatest and highest among men, 25-54.
Yeah. People recognize real and real talk.
Yeah. So, ladies, y'all lagging. I guess y'all got to get up and go to work or get some kids or whatever. But I'm going to get y'all together. But, yeah.
It's the voice.
Okay. Well, had I known that, I would have given you the midnight voice. We're slow jamming. Chill. Tonight. Oh, no. It's not me. That's why I don't do that part of the radio, because I can't affect it. But anyway. But I say that to say that that is proof that there is an audience out here. I told my dear friend that my slogan, my theme for 2017 is it is sexy to be smart, because it is. It's just we're at a place right now that foolishness and that just not being aware and not being involved and not being engaged. It's just not cute.
Right.
It's not cute. It's not cute to be. To have made millions of dollars in the black community, off the black community, and not be spending it back.
Absolutely.
It's just not cute no more. And, and then when you see brothers like the brothers that have been rewarded in BB, I hope that it encourages other people. And I hope it encourages some of you out there that are doing great things tonight by listening to their stories to become a part as well.
And
so now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Last year we started an initiative with One United Bank. Called mm-hmm. Bank Black, and we put $1 million on deposit, and that story went around the entire country to encourage people to you have to support the businesses that are building in your community.
Yeah, and you know, guys, I have to keep it real. Okay, so quiet as it's kept. So we all did with that, right? And we told people, okay, just go out, just put $100 in there, just put $20 in a check in or whatever, right? Okay, no, you can't do that, because I did that. I put the, $100, $200, whatever in savings. And then I put $50 or something in a checking account. I hadn't planned to use it. I didn't know it was $15 every month.
Yes.
So I get this insufficient funds on a checking account that I have never used. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. How did that happen? And it's like, well, that, it's $15 a month to have the account. So, yeah, so just open a savings account if you're not ready to actually bank. But the point of that, of banking black, is to put money on deposit, mm-hmm. because that's how banks have money.
Yep.
Is that they can lend and borrow
and they have
money on deposit.
Lending program for people that live right in.
So many young businesses, that was their dilemma. It's like, well, they're not lending to nobody. It's like, they don't have no money.
They don't have the money to lend.
So, it's like a catch-22. Unless we put some money in there, So I'm going to introduce you to the other gentlemen who are here tonight as a part of Be Me. And coming up at midnight, she, without saying, throw the first stone. So you've heard about the Kimberell Scandaloso happening everywhere. Is it sin or is it hypocrisy on the part of the church? We'll discuss that coming up after midnight. Stay tuned, I am. Till Tracy, this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105. For 12 years, on every March on your calendar since, the best in R&B on one stage in the beautiful city of Miami Gardens with their aura and presence. 2017 is here, and it's getting ready to happen again. Are you ready? Hot 105, today's R&B and Old School, presents the 2017 Jazz in the Gardens Music Festival on March 18th and 19th at the Hard Rock Stadium with R&B superstars, legends, and icons Jill Scott,
LL Cool J,
Robin Thicke, Morris Day at a Time, Common, The Roots, Audra Day, Mohi Norful, and finally, from the 305, Miss B, Betty Wright, will be making her Jazz in the Gardens debut. Listen to Win Your Tickets all this week from the only station in South Florida with the most free tickets exclusively. Period. Brought to you by the City of Miami Gardens and today's R&B and Old School. For more info and chances to win, go to Hot105FM.com or our free Hot 105 app now.
We're taking laughter to a whole nother level at the Festival of Laughs with Mike F.
Our fathers come pick us up. We had four daddies in our family. I got some brothers that don't even look like me. Everybody waiting on their son. Look like a calf stand outside.
Festival of Laughs is funnier than ever with Arnaz J.
Remember your mom and dad? They would hit you so hard they would knock the sound out of you.
Well, Big G Brown.
That's the ratchet I'm talking about.
Also featuring Felipe Esparza.
When we're going to Mexico, Mexican Border Patrol stopped us. We're searching our car because they didn't want nothing bad to go into Mexico. Like what? Progress?
Michael Blackson.
And I appreciate them dog things up. Stevie Wonder sees me every day. What do you mean by that?
Plus, Saturday Night Live, Jay Farrell.
Last time I smoked weed, I got so high. I was driving around looking for my car keys.
January 14th in the Jamesville Night Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster in the box office or charged by phone. Don't miss Festival of Laughs.
For more info, visit CenterStageComedy.com.
My precious baby is talking.
And there's a word I want to talk to you about, beginning with your driving.
My baby is talking in complete sentences?
You waste so much gas with your leg foot and your jet weapon starts. I could toss my cookies.
My little boy is backseat driving.
And he's up on the highway, too. Every 10 miles. Over 60 miles per hour is like paying 40 cents more a gallon. That's like about 400 balloons for me.
You can count to 400?
401. And your tires? If you keep them properly inflated, you could save even more.
Oh, wait till I tell Daddy.
Dad? He's costing us big time, too, with all that junk in his trunk. Is he going to pay for my college, my braces, my tattoo?
Don't cry. I'll drive smarter.
That's not the problem. I got junk in my trunk.
Get hundreds of dollars worth of money-saving gas tips and help the environment at the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
Can that announcer dude change me, please?
Right now, in conflict zones, refugee camps, and remote villages around the world, Doctors Without Borders is delivering emergency medical care. With your support, our medical teams respond quickly when conflicts, deadly outbreaks, or natural disasters strike. Doctors Without Borders is funded by individual donors around the world, so our independence and impartiality allow us access to patients in need, in places others often won't go. Doctors Without Borders is dedicated to delivering high-quality medical care in the worst circumstances. Doctors Without Borders is saving a life somewhere right now. Please support us today by visiting doctorswithoutborders.org. You make our work possible.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I was on the way from Kandahar to Klot, hit an IED that just took the truck and threw it up in the air and slammed it on the ground. I knew at first that I got hurt pretty bad because I couldn't move my legs. I sat home alone for months, And I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. I was hesitant at first, you know, because I didn't work for a good year. I want to be a productive person. I don't want to be a drain on society. I want to be a positive thing in society. PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Helping veterans like Eric is what we've done for over 65 years. Paralyzed Veterans of America, paving access for veterans' employment through Operation PAVE. For more information, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
There's a natural resource that exists everywhere on the planet which could benefit all of civilization. Yet it's been largely ignored. That resource is women. In many of the world's poorest communities, women are denied a significant role. So often their talent and potential remain untapped. At CARE, we found in country after country that empowering women is one of the fastest ways to improve conditions and help end poverty. That's why CARE is helping provide girls and women with an education, opportunity, and a voice worldwide.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
It's a source of power the world can no longer afford to overlook. She has the power to change her world. You have the power to help her do it. Call 1-800-521-CARE or visit care.org.
Tom Joyner in the morning. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. And everybody knows it's on 105.1.
Right now on the phone is my man Rodney Perry.
I tell you what, I got a brand new respect. After going through the process in a hospital, Tom, I got a brand new respect for the CNA. Man, let me tell you something. You haven't had your butt wiped till you had your butt wiped by a professional.
Wow.
Man, now, I didn't know how good she was. They sent a little lazy lady in there the next day, and she left a little clump in there now. I mean,
and we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m., with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
You've heard his story. You've felt his impact. In fact, we all know this guy. He's a brother, a father, a son, an uncle, a husband. He's a guy who wakes up every day and does his fair share to make sure his community and his family are well taken care of. He's your barber, your pastor, a councilman, local business owner, inventor, a community hero. He's a genius who values everyone in his community. He doesn't need anyone to tell him to fight for his community. He knows he was born to do so. He's inspiring, loving, generous, patriotic. He's a builder, grower, a master designer. He inspires us all to be better together. He is a black man. And he is you. So from January 2nd to February 21st, if you are a black man living in Akron, Miami, Philadelphia, or Pittsburgh, share your empowering story with us for a chance to receive a $10,000 Be Me Leader Award. We want to know what you do to build your community and why. So tell us your story at www.bemecommunity.org.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to Hot Talk. Never miss an episode of Hot Talk with the Hot 105 app. You can download it now for Android and iPhone, as always. And those of you who are listening to us live all over, maybe in Akron or wherever you may be. I know I have a couple of people in NYC right now and L.A. So, hey, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Hot Talk once again. South Florida's number one community affairs show. Thank you very much. Listen, I am like Donna Summers up in here. I work hard for the money. I work hard for them numbers. Thank you very much.
There we go.
Thank you very much. Tonight on Hot Talk, we are talking to black men who are redefining King's legacy. The Be Me community is giving away over $250,000 recognizing black men who are carrying on the Dr. King's legacy. And one of the gentlemen here with me tonight is a repeat honoree, BM leader, Be Me leader, Derek Pearson, co-founded with his wife, Felicia Hatcher, Black Tech Week. They have helped increase the number of startup founders startup founders, technology executives, and engineers of color Black Tech Weekend.
Mm.
It's set to kick off February 23rd through 25th. I just got the call from Starex, too, about hosting the media suite again this year. I'm always looking forward to that because I'm so serious about bringing that consumer edge into Black Tech Week. So please welcome Derek Pearson to High Talk.
What's up, brothers and sisters?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I am blessed and highly favored. Glad to have you here.
Glad
and shout
here.
Out to Felicia.
What's up?
She's on the phone somewhere. So Derek, this is a repeat honor for you. That's amazing.
Yes.
So last year you won $10,000.
Uh-huh.
And this year another $10,000.
Yeah.
Looking like, yes. I don't know if you say it out loud, but
yes.
So now, first of all, what was your story?
Oh, so my story was about our program called Code Fever.
Mm-hmm.
Code Fever, we have adult boot camps as well as children boot camps. We teach our youth and adults pitch training. So public speaking and pitch training so that they can actually gain venture capital or funding for their enterprises. We teach them entrepreneurship, so they learn business plans, marketing plans, learning how to create revenue streams. And we also teach them the technology skills that they need to bring their ideas into fruition, so manifest all of the ideas that they have. So most people get kind of turned off when they're dealing with technology, but they just have to simply look at the things in their community. So if you look at the jitney taxes, that's Uber.
So
if you look at the hand or the pot that you pass around just to help somebody grow their enterprises, that's crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
So technology just takes or manifests or magnifies the things that we're already doing. So that's a simple way to think about it. So
I just love the way you break it down, because I always think about that whenever I see one of the food trucks. I think about the conk man who used to stand outside of Mad Jack's. He was a food truck. You were Mark, you know, but he was a food truck before, you know.
How does he get that out there? He gets that out through social media.
Right.
So that's another form of technology.
Right.
That's a digital media, digital content that he's pushing out to the world so that he can draw that attention to his business to scale his enterprise.
So there's no age group, because you said young people, but anyone can go.
Oh, yeah, anyone
can be a part
of
Black Tech Week.
We have two programs. So now when we talk about Black... So we have three major flagship programs outside of the coding camps. We have Black Tech Weekend, which is a conference that is solely based on raising capital. So we have some of the top Black female and male VCs in the United States that are going to be here the last weekend of February. So you're talking about the 23rd through the 25th. So if you want to get your business out there, you want to get funding to scale your business, your behind needs to be there at Black Tech Weekend the 23rd through the 25th.
When you say scale your business.
So when we say scale your business, that means capitalize your business so you can grow. So we're talking about exponential growth. So in order for you to take it to where you wanted to be competing with the major players in a specific industry, you have to have the capitalization in order to do so. Our second major program is the VC in Residence program. So Marlon Nichols of Cross Culture Ventures, he's going to be in Miami for the entire month of April. The entire month we have him, and he's going to be giving you insight. He's going to be mentoring. He's going to be coaching. We're going to have a speaker series of other VCs where you can actually just grow your enterprise and get the insight needed to get access to the capital.
So you say Marlon Nichols' name like I should know it. Like
okay, so so Marlon Nichols is the general partner of Cross Culture Ventures.
And Cross Culture sounds like Troy Carter. Do I know who?
Troy Carter.
The name is familiar, but I don't know.
The manager of Lady Gaga.
So yes.
And he owns the Atom Factory. So
he's
also the owner of Cross Culture Ventures, and he's partners with Marlon Nichols. So if you're in the music game and you want to understand
how
the bosses...
So you had to give me a point of entry.
Yeah, exactly. How those bosses are investing into technology, your behind needs to be at Black Tech Weekend, Black Tech Week, and you need to participate in the VC in Residence program.
Well, I couldn't wait to see you, because this week I was reading a piece, the most coveted job, the best job to have in America right now is a mobile app developer.
Mm-hmm.
That is the, I mean, and that's a job that you can do while you're still doing your job.
It's like the rebirth of internet.
Yeah.
Everybody always has their phones in their hands.
Yeah.
So if you can create content through that device, that means that you can have access to billions of people all over the world.
And you do. You know, I think that we miss that so much that we do. Instead of, you know, following a Soulja Boy and Chris Rock riff, you know, you could be coming up with, you know, an app. Your wife. We were talking about a delivery app. You know, to get soul food delivered.
Exactly.
Because, you know, a lot of people want Uber is not going to Crabman 305 to bring you food at the Poker Beans. It's
network.
Not going to happen. But but there's someone who will.
Look at Neiman Marcus. Neiman Marcus sold those $66 bags of collard greens.
$66.
So you can't say our stuff doesn't sell.
Thank
our
you.
Culture is always
and it was
selling.
Disgusting.
McDonald's has. Oh, you got it?
I taste it.
Ugh. And you knew it was. Come on, now, we're no black folks in that kitchen.
Yeah.
And wait
we
a minute.
We don't have that contract.
And you know, okay. And you know, there's chicken and waffles at McDonald's now. I'm like, hear that? I had to stop. Yes. So I mean, you know, our culture is always being adapted. You know, but and now there is no. And tell me if I'm wrong. It feels as though there is no greater time to be a part of this because. We are, and this is the first time when we are able, the internet allows us to level the playing field.
Exactly.
So any, you know, Steve, well, God bless the dead, but any, you know, engineer or tech at Apple and any really, really smart kid with a great idea have a level playing field.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When we talk about technology, we're not talking about replacing the business that you already have. We're talking about augmenting your business. And
right.
When we say augmenting, that means magnifying it. That means that we're trying to take it from point A and multiply it by 10 to get it to where it needs to be. It allows you to play with the big boys. It levels the playing field. So you need to understand technology. You need to understand the internet. You definitely need to understand social media.
Right.
If people want to know about our popsicle business, Feverish Pops, when we scaled that business and we were able to get $750,000 in VC funding, we did that through social media. We always put our photos out. We always talked about our product. We always shot videos, fun videos, and everything was done through social media.
Yeah.
That's how our customers were able to find us.
To find you.
So that simple thing alone should I guess, make everybody understand the importance of technology.
But a lot of people just don't know how to use it. I remember when I first met at Crabman 305, I was trying to do a show with him and the guy that owns 50 Eggs, 50 Egg Group, who sold Chili's for $50 million and started Yardbird Chain and several other restaurants, because I was looking at both of their Instagram social media, and Crabman 305 had almost 50 times more followers than 50 Egg Group did. But the money was conversely, and I thought, wow, wouldn't it be great to be able to get them together in a room? You know, because I'm sure that 50 Eggs would love to know, how do you have almost 100,000 followers and you have one location in Opa-locka? How did that happen? And
exactly.
Why can't we get that? You know,
exactly.
I think that we all have so much to give and you provide a space to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Next up, Justin Penn, program director and Starbot Academy director of Breakthrough Miami. Black men are remarkable in every way, he says. They lead in much more than sports and entertainment. Amen. Hallelujah. And Justin will use his Be Me Leadership Award to expand Breakthrough Miami's paid teaching fellowship to include 30 low-income high school students of color. These students will have access to professional development, SAT and ACT prep, college trips, and on-staff mentor at Breakthrough Miami. Welcome, Justin.
It's great to be here, Jill. Thank you for having us, and I'm glad to have you here with my BME brothers.
Yes, indeed. So now tell me a little bit about your... Now, you've got the Starbot Academy and Breakthrough Miami. Are they the same?
So it's the same thing. We call it our STEM Academy at this point in time. What
okay.
it is we have engineering, robotics, coding for our middle school students from fifth grade, and we do go up to ninth grade. The goal of this is at Breakthrough Miami is an eight-year free tuition academic enrichment program, taking students from low-income households, first-generation college students, single-parent households, and allowing them to feel free and have freedom of expression. These are students that are not getting the arts, they're not getting the rigorous sciences, they're not getting these things at their actual home school. So what we do is we kind of have our wraparound services. We have an awesome community full of high spirit. Everything we do at Breakthrough is to make everything fun and engaging, which I can say when it comes back to my own academic growing up, it was something I wish I could have been a part of.
Now, I don't want you to forget about the NEA project that you're working on as well. The applications are open now, taking students to Africa this summer.
Yes, we're going to Ghana. This is where now are going in to our third year. We've been able to do Ghana once. We'll be going back. This year, actually, we're doing Namibia. The second year, we did Costa Rica because of the Ebola scare during the second year. What the NEA project is identifying inner-city youth throughout our community, and the application is still live, so thank you, Ben, for reminding me of that one. Taking inner-center youth who are highly motivated and providing them international human factor leadership training. And through that training, we take them on a free, and I say it again, a free trip to Namibia and working with different communities out there as well.
That is amazing.
N-Y-A-H, not N-I-A, but N-Y-A-H.
Oh, you saw it.
N-Y-A-H.
Okay, wait a minute. N-Y-A-H.
Mm-hmm. Project.
And how can they get more information about that?
They can go straight to the website. If you just put NEA Project right in your web browser or Google it, it'll come straight up.
Yep, N-Y-A-H. That is amazing.
Now, the application closes soon.
Closes soon. So people
need to
get on it. It's pretty very simple
to apply.
Right, and it's N-Y-A-H Project. I'll put it up on
Swahili for purpose.
Oh, see, you learn something new every day. I'll put that up on the Facebook page so you can check it out. And last but certainly not least, Marvin Wilmoth.
That's right.
There you go. Vice President and Development of KCG Development. Marvin works every day to help all local black-owned businesses to thrive, grow, and become sustainable to further help Miami's black economy. Marvin will use his BME Leadership Award to support an eco-friendly workspace for Miami's social entrepreneurs. Do tell and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, I'm a special advisor to Ecotech Visions. To Ecotech Visions. It's designed to help entrepreneurs in launching innovative and green manufacturing businesses in South Florida.
So what exactly does that mean for those who don't know? Pull that mic to you.
If you have a good idea and you need help starting your business or designing a product, where Ecotech Visions can help you to do that.
Okay, so it doesn't necessarily have to be an eco-friendly product.
No, it doesn't necessarily
project.
Have to be one. No, but that's typically
the
focus.
That's what you'd
like
to
absolutely.
Focus.
Absolutely, but if it's innovative, they can help you out.
Right.
And they can make it eco.
And they can make
they
it
eco-friendly.
They
take your idea and find ways to make it eco-friendly.
So I was going to say, so what does define being eco-friendly?
For example, one of the companies develops spoons that are made out of products that can be combustible, can break down after a number of years.
So repurposing and being able to use something. Like I've been trying to compost my fruit and vegetables after I juice.
That would work. If you had a business idea where you could sell that would absolutely fall
because you end up throwing all of that away, and you know, and something could live off of that.
Yep.
The ducks love it. There's some way you could probably press that, but you know, I mean, that's one of those ways that those kind of ideas, because that would be
absolutely. There's a company that develops urban gardens using recycled materials. There's a company that takes motorcycles that have gas engines and converts them to electric engines. So any number of things. But in addition to that, there are magazines. There are companies that do any number of things. So it doesn't specifically have to be green tech.
And well, I do want to stay on that because that is a wave of the future. Do you find that there are many of us venturing into that area of green? I know in other parts of the country, God bless them, Andrea shouts out in L.A., she's moving into the green space on both sides.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both eco and 420.
Yeah.
And so, you know, are we finding that here?
Yeah, the Proud community is also very interested in making sure that the earth is there for their children as well. Right, we're all living in the same community, so we all want to do well.
Because you know, our new president coming in seems to think that's just a joke. climate change is, you know, a Democratic made up idea.
Yeah, well, you know, scientists don't know that much.
You know. He knows a lot about a lot of things that we just don't know. But in terms of climate, you know, I will say, though, that I don't find that conversation as prevalent in our community as it should be in terms of, like, composting and recycling and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, you know, I think it's definitely a topic of interest. I think there are other topics that end up taking maybe higher priority because they deal in life and death situations. But
there's that.
Yeah. But if you ask the average person whether or not they believe in recycling and any number of sort of green manufacturing or green sort of initiatives, they do. Everyone wants to have clean air. Everyone wants to have clean water. And I think you've seen that with the situation in Flint and other places as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those, you know, who thinks it could happen here? But I think we're going to find that problem in a lot of other major cities up north because the same situation in Flint is in so many other cities. Now, you say social entrepreneurs. What is that? Is that a different definition than just, you know?
No, it's just a different type of business. That's all. So,
okay.
If just like Black Tech Week, if they wanted to take that to sort of be a national sort of scale, that could be a company that they could help raise money for.
Gotcha.
And they have access to financing structures, to investors as well, and help with creating financial projections and business plans, et cetera.
So, okay, so I'm going to ask you, Ben and Derek, because Derek, now do you read the letters as well and determine who will get an award each year? Like do fellows come? So who determines?
Some are invited back to serve on our review board.
Uh-huh.
And there are community leaders who are invested in more caring and prosperous Miami and South Florida, who have a pulse on what's happening in the air and on the ground, what's happening in corporate, what's happening with nonprofit, what's happening in our education, what's happening in our with our families. So, mm-hmm. And they review the applications, we select 10 out of all the applications that are sent in.
So, by any chance, did anybody bring what the letter they wrote?
No, probably.
Yeah, it's, not. It's a number of essays. And
yeah. It's a very short application.
Well, I was about to say, wait a minute. I read something that's something about a short application.
Five questions that basically get to the essence of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ask Derek his story, I wanted him to tell you his story. How did they get rolling?
You see, I just get
him and his wife were working corporate jobs. They said, enough of this.
Mm-hmm.
Enough of this. We need to jump. And go ahead, Derek. Take it.
Wasn't enough. We were laid off, people.
Okay, that's the story that was in the application.
That's what got him here. Tell us the
that's
real
what
story.
That's
people
what
say I feed the
know.
Homeless, but they don't tell us that they were once
right.
homeless.
And that's tell what, the right. full that's story. What people need to know so when they start on writing their letters.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
We told them that we were laid off from our jobs with Nintendo. After that, we used our savings to start to buy two tricycles, popsicle tricycles, off the luxury shopping site Craigslist. We did that for a while. Then we sold those carts and bought a P30 truck. Ice cream truck. We spray painted it ourselves, all black, and we put stickers all over it. So everybody in the punk rock area, they thought that was the hottest thing since sliced bread. We would set up outside of clubs, and we got our first corporate client, and the truck broke down in front of the industrial warehouse. So we had to push it along with the owner of the business to the place where the employees were going to purchase the popsicles. But that became a repeat client as well. So you have all of these different, when people tell you to fail, they're talking about those little incidents. They're not telling you, talking about quitting. So I put that all into my essay. I don't know if I put the part about, me wanting to go to Morehouse College, and when I worked at Subway, I saved up all of my money to pay for a Greyhound ticket to visit the institution and to apply for my own. Yeah, so all of that stuff is what I put into the essay. So be truthful, be open, and put it on the paper.
That's what I was going to ask you guys. So, since you just told me, Justin, what would you say if you had to give someone advice on, you know, writing their letter to pitch to be a part of Be Me and win this $10,000 award, what would you tell them?
I would tell you to be truthful to yourself and just get to know yourself. Be okay with being vulnerable. I know that was something that I struggled with. I received a couple of nominations before I went and applied for Be Me. I just didn't, when I saw the people that were had been awarded in the past, I didn't think I would cut out for it. And then having those several nominations by people gave me the confidence to project and tell my story. With my story, my mom had me at the age of 17. My biological father was not there. My stepfather came into my life, and he was a drug dealer. So several times he kept going in and out of my life to prison. What that meant for me was to step up and be the man of the house in many different ways. And that same driving factor, education being an importance, played into when I got to high school, working and helping my family out, and then being a first-generation college student winning $1.2 million in scholarships as a Gates Millennium Scholar and a Coca-Cola Scholar. I ended up at Georgetown, worked 2 and 3 jobs to help out my family. Since come down here to Miami, Florida to teach in the classroom. I've only been in Florida for 4 years now, but I've been able to be a new leaders council. Also part of the awesome Be Me as well, the NIA project with the city of Miami, working on police issues and helping provide training and procedure policy training for our officers out there in the community.
Well, and I have to say, no one knew who Justin was, but his story was so powerful.
Right.
To be in college doing his thing and still paying the bills at home.
Still paying the bills at home, working 2 jobs. Yeah, it's the struggle is real. And everyone, you know, I think I don't want you to be dismayed that everyone here tonight seems to be in tech or somewhere within the business that way. Marlon Hill, who won last year, is an attorney and. He's into philanthropy and politics and a lot of other stuff. Marlon's in everything. And Jonathan Spikes is a writer and a playwright who won last year as well. So, listen, guys, I can't thank you enough for coming. You are more than welcome to hang out while we discuss the other side of what's happening in our community right now. Kim Burrell. Ooh, Jesus, went on the pulpit and just let it fly. Was it necessary? Was it kind? Would Viola have said that? You is small. You is... Okay. We'll talk about that on the other side, the Kim Burrell scandal. Where do you stand on it? 888-550-9105. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
We'll be right back on Hot 105.
January 8th is National Bubble Bath Day. Car accident, don't get soaked by the insurance companies. Car accident, remember, after 911, call 411 1-800-411-PAIN. Legal and medical referral service. Non-attorney spokesperson.
You're a business owner, right?
That's me.
You wear a lot of hats.
When they fit.
You do the books.
Like a boss.
Make the coffee.
Can't you tell?
Handle the digital marketing.
You bet. Well, I have a social media page.
It's okay. You're busy running a business, but your customers are online. So get the local marketing tools you need, plus a real person to help you every step of the way. Learn more and get your free custom marketing report at manta.com/radio.
More customers.
There you go.
MANTA.com. Hi. This is Simone Biles. Some of my favorite moves are the double twist, the flip, and of course, the Biles. But my favorite move is nailing a perfect landing right between my amazing parents who adopted me. There are 400,000 foster kids in the U.S. By supporting Mattress Firm's foster kids program, you can give them the little things that make a big difference.
You can help foster kids by supporting Mattress Firm's Foster Kids, a program of the Ticket to Dream Foundation. Right now, Mattress Firm is opening its doors and its heart to collect pajamas so foster kids can sleep a little cozier every night. So join Mattress Firm and Simone Biles in helping foster kids in your local community. To learn more or donate, visit mattressfirmfosterkids.org.
Come to any Mattress Firm today and donate pajamas to help a foster child in your community. Not everyone can be a foster parent, but anyone can help a foster child.
What's going on? It's your boy Tank, and you're listening to WHQT, Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
A Cox Media Group station.
Quitting tobacco isn't easy. In all honesty, it's a very hard thing to do. The good news is, Tobacco Free Florida is here to help you quit your way by offering the free support and tools you'll need to succeed. For the do-it-yourselfers, there's WebQuit, a free online resource that gives you access to tools, tips, and support to help you quit tobacco at your own pace. Just log on to tobaccofreeflorida.com and see how you can start your plan. You may also qualify for free nicotine patches or gum. It doesn't matter how many times you've tried to quit, now is your time to succeed. Along with WebQuit, we offer a series of additional proven tools to help you quit your way, such as GroupQuit and PhoneQuit. So double your chances of success by calling 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or connecting to WebQuit at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com. Ask about free nicotine replacement options to help you quit. This is your start to a tobacco-free life. No judgments. Just help.
Own a business but baffled by digital marketing? CMG Local Solutions can help you take out all the guesswork out of digital marketing. Reach the right customer with a simple online marketing solution that is right for you. Learn more at cmglocalsolutions.com.
Start a new holiday tradition. Join us for a spectacle of light and celebrate an ancient Chinese tradition. The Lantern Light Festival is now open at the Miami-Dade County Fairgrounds. Hundreds of stunning handcrafted lanterns in a variety of shapes and themes illuminate the night, featuring a 400-foot-long dragon, a 30-foot-tall panda, and a castle you can walk through. Our lanterns look like brightly lit three-dimensional stained glass. Enjoy activities for the whole family. Watch amazing Chinese acrobats, live music, sample Chinese cuisine, plus mining for emeralds, inflatables, mini golf, train rides, and face painting for the kids, festive lights, and amazing sights. The Lantern Light Festival at the Miami-Dade County Fair. Show extended through January 29th due to popular demand. Doors open at 5 p.m. each event day. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. Buy your advance tickets at LanternLightFestival.com. That's LanternLightFestival.com.
Hot 105.
We on the ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love and we know we need it. Pray for Paris, pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
But I'm looking for more, somewhere I can feel safe, and in my holy war, I'm trying to keep my faith.
Why to depression, not blessings? Why'd you do me wrong? More. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. I don't have much strength to fight, so I look to the light. More. Turn right.
For you, I will shield your name. I will field their questions. I will feel your pain. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. Foot on the devil's neck to the drift at Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia.
Treat the demons. Your views like matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
That's why I love Mark Young. He just caught it. I was like, ah, he's going to come any second now. Oh, welcome back to Hot Talk, 888-550-9105. Hot Talk after midnight. So, anybody with Facebook has heard about the story of Kim Burrell speaking extemporaneously, I'm going to hope, at her church and making some disparaging comments about gay and lesbian individuals. The backlash was swift and aggressive. If you have the audio on it, is really, really bad. So if you haven't heard it, you might want to take a minute and listen to it in your house while we're talking. And we're going to play the response in a minute. So tonight on the panel, we're switching up a little bit from our first panel. I want to thank the gentlemen again, Justin Penn and Marvin Wilmoth, and for coming in, and Derek Pearson. And after you've awarded Ben the new Beamy Leaders.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.